My name is Clarence Rick Napier, CEO at 321 BizDev LLC, a consulting firm based in Sacramento County, California. Our website is 321bizdev.com. 321 BizDev is not a marketing company. 321 BizDev is a sales systems and business development company supporting attorneys, CPAs, corporate dental franchisors, independent dentists, home health providers, home builders, medical groups, plastic surgeons, insurance brokers, real estate brokers, restaurants, tattoo shops, boutique shops, hairstylists, HVAC companies, and plumbers. With 8 years experience working as a Fortune 500 company sales manager in Los Angeles, I'm also a military veteran and a former San Francisco club DJ. I started 321 BizDev LLC in 2014 to help small business owners with front-end sales activities training not available to 99% of small business owners. 321 BizDev provides expert sales productivity and sales performance solutions for growth that work. Every solution we discuss on this podcast, 321 BizDev can perform. I can be reached at 726-999-0999. The title of today's podcast episode is Small Businesses Using Marketing Campaigns Are Sending Messages That Building Relationships Are Unimportant. Just a few days ago, I wrote an article and did a podcast episode about small business owners' delusions with marketing their products and services where there are hundreds, if not thousands, of competitors in the same city. The only entity benefiting from marketing campaigns are marketing companies. What marketing companies offer is 100% legit. Business owners pay marketing companies to increase products and services exposure to the public. The obvious question readers have when I talk about this subject is, Rick, you are marketing 321 BizDev LLC with blog articles and podcast episodes. Why are you throwing shade on companies using marketing companies' services? Well, there are two replies I give when this question is asked. First and most importantly, marketing implies there is an expectation to add new clients. I don't have any expectations to add new clients from blog articles and podcast episodes. And what I mean by that, because of the nature of my products and services, it is highly unlikely, I would say almost 99.9% probability, that people will not call me solely on what they read on my website, in blog articles, or what they hear in a podcast episode. I use the blog articles and podcast episodes after I make contact with small business owners. Second, my company's products and services are much different than the average vendor. 321 BizDev products and services are intellectual in nature. Our consulting products and services can never be marketed like companies offering legal services, dental services, accounting services, insurance services, or real estate services. Looking back, I estimate 99.9% of our new customers came from our company prospecting on the phone, meeting people in face-to-face settings, and generating zero-cost referrals from previous customers and clients. Fortunately, the industries 321 BizDev supports all can add new customers and clients by picking up the phone, meeting people in face-to-face settings, and generating zero-cost referrals from previous customers and clients. The blog article in this podcast episode infer the small business owner has a choice in initiating a marketing campaign through third-party vendors and that business owner finding new customers and clients using a sales system. Small business owners do have a choice, but each choice has its pros and cons. But the larger, most important thing to say is consumers have choices too. Since the 2008 real estate and mortgage crisis, consumers have been increasingly reluctant to fall for marketing pitches. The real estate and mortgage crisis taught consumers that marketing companies are in it for themselves. Again, there is nothing illegal that marketing companies are doing, but consumers have in their minds that the marketing companies will always make money, while there is no guarantee that the buyer, the consumer, will benefit or make money from the marketing campaign. So like I said, marketing companies are not doing anything illegal, nor are they doing anything unethical. But small business owners, especially industries selling big ticket, high priced products and services, feel jaded because their marketing investments end up being marketing expenses. Marketing investments deliver good ROI results, at least twice the investment. Marketing expenses happen when revenues fall short of the investment. There is anecdotal evidence suggesting that consumers are more likely to buy from small business owners who put themselves ahead of impersonal marketing campaigns. For some business categories, especially the industries 321 Biz Dev supports, consumers are likely to buy when business owners or well-trained staff make professional contact. A picture or ad may be worth 1,000 words, but the personal touch to reach out to potential customers is stronger than any marketing campaign. Just recently, a company sent me an email about their company's products and services. My first reaction? The company representative chose to send me a damn email instead of calling me. My phone number is always mentioned in blog articles and podcast episodes. So that company representative should have called me, and I would have taken the product or service pitch a lot more serious than someone sending me an email about their products and services. Any company sending me an email about their products or services instead of calling has a 99.9% chance of receiving a no response about their products and services. And this is the same reaction, which is my company receiving a no is what I would expect from companies. If 321 Biz Dev sent emails first about our products and services. If this podcast episode provoked some deep thought about improving your sales performance, please do not hesitate to contact me, Rick Napier, at 726-999-0999. Interested parties can also visit 321bizdev.com/services to complete a 5-minute questionnaire so 321 Biz Dev can learn more about your current sales situation or learn about your current or past experiences with trying to improve sales performance. Please complete the questionnaire and a 321 Biz Dev specialist will contact you within 2 business days. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast episode. Make it a great day.